Good morning, good afternoon, and good day to our Dad Time Out Show to listeners around the world. Welcome to the Dad Time Out Show. We're just four dads with 12 kids between us, and we all, oddly enough or not, work in the entertainment industry. We're not experts, but we listen to them, we react to them, and we share what we've learned with you. There's a little pop culture, a lot of parenting, laughter, and experience. Use the other 23 hours to do life and whatever you get into. But for this one, put on the ears and come hang out with us. It's a place to put your feet up or down, or if you're exercising or driving or skateboarding or kite surfing or anything like that. If you could like us, subscribe, or leave a review, we'd be forever grateful. And please, follow us on the gram, Twitter, and Facebook. In tonight's show, of course, the dads kick off our fabulously funny parent tweets of the week from parents that hate daylight savings time. Then, oddly enough or not, the dads are going to talk about the benefits of watching TV with young children. And we're going to discuss an article from the Child Mind Institute. And then the dads will break down more of the great season known as fall. And to finish, they'll take a couple questions from their wildly popular Would You Rather segment. Because I think the this or that segment on the last episode was confusing to some people on the show. And then we're finally going to wrap up with things that make us smile. Speaking of things that make me smile, I have a wonderful young man out here in his retro thrifty jacket. What's your name, sir?
Hello, my name is Landon.
And Landon, to deliver on this chilly California evening, what is your dad kid joke?
My joke is, what did the hurt pumpkin use to heal himself?
What did the hurt pumpkin use to heal himself? Man, no, I'm not going to guess. Go.
A pumpkin patch.
A pumpkin patch. All right, Landy, give me a little five. I saw the pizza arrived. I see the drinks are coming in for our lovely two hosts tonight. We will be right back. The dads are around the corner. Coming up next, the Dad Timeout Show. All four dads in the house.
Gathered together from the cosmic reaches of the universe, here in this great hall of justice, are the most powerful forces of good ever assembled, dedicated to truth, justice, and peace for all mankind.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Dad Timeout Show.
All right, the dads have come around the corner. Since we're not technically clinking tonight, let's give them a little... A little slurp.
Collective slurp.
Oh, my.
Oh, that is delightful.
That sounds like rum chata.
As the soothing beverage caresses our digestive system.
I was wondering how you're going to get
out. That got unromantic fast.
kind of technical.
Just to paint the room here, it's... I'm actually breathing steam out here on a California evening. We had our first rain of the year. We will release about a week and a half, but we just had Halloween. So let's just do a quick recap because I saw some amazing photos. I know Chris had a very
lonely,
big balloon pop Halloween. And then Harvey was a cat. So let's get into that really quickly.
Let's not. You're a cat?
Yeah. You didn't see that? That
Sorry,
was a very
I missed
like,
that.
Wes Anderson-y kind of, you know, like the costume.
Oh, man.
Mark, will you just fend for yourself here and tell us exactly what was going on in your world?
My little boy wanted to be a cat for Halloween, and as much as my wife tried to pry him away from that.
I did see him at school, and he was absolutely adorable.
Yeah, and he was into it, and he wanted to be a cat, and so I got him the cat stuff, and I was like, oh, you know what? I actually have I have masks, and I, years ago, bought a big, giant cat head, like mascot
no.
head.
Comment here.
And, oh, I saw that picture.
And
that was
so
what that was.
I wore a shirt with a tie and a jacket and a big old cat head and had cat head. I had cat gloves.
I saw that picture.
And
I didn't know it was you.
I was a big cat, and my little boy was a little cat. And you know.
How was your foray into the world of mascotting?
It's fun. People love it. They get a big kick out of it. And although, you know, my vision was definitely, I had to work on the, I mean, and I'm speaking to a master of that, but working on your vision and having...
You're looking out of one eye a lot of times.
Yeah. So just having your orientation right is something you got to work on, but that's okay because I have other large-headed things that I'll maybe be someday.
Okay.
Do you go to conventions?
I am not a furry.
Okay, just checking.
Nope.
No judgment. Just checking.
It's a 1 day a year thing.
All right. I was a mascot. And I have nothing. Period. Yeah. Well, I did. I told you I turned to 180. I enjoyed the season of Halloween, but now it's like, don't let the door hit you in the butt. It's over, and you know what's next.
Well, Thanksgiving's technically next.
Well, if you were in our
technically. And listeners, I'm referring to a text chain that we all had going, which you're obviously not privy to. But you can. I'll share our numbers with you, and you can jump on.
Please don't.
But, Ben, you had a great Halloween as well. To give us the candy count, because you live in a very popular area of your town.
Yeah, it's nuts. We stopped counting at 3,000 kids.
Wow.
And that was like by like 8:30 or something. We just kept pouring massive bags out. It's just a line down the street all night. So Alameda, California is kind of this place that, you know, goes off. So surrounding towns like to come, and it's obviously not all our town, but it's fun, but barely.
I was standing on a corner in Alameda, California, just a fine sight to see. It's been my Lord giving out massive hordes of Halloween candy.
Nice. Wow.
Nice.
Yeah, that's my freestyle.
I like it.
Yeah, I learned a lot off Eminem. So, Chris, let's go.
I'm also in Alameda, and I think everyone just goes to where Ben lives because, man, we had literally eight people ring our doorbell, and that was lower than last year. And we bought like full size candy.
Oh,
we had nerd
gosh.
Ropes. We were like, okay, whoever comes to our door is getting like the jackpot.
You're gonna ask him inside.
Come on. Let me give you a massage. Here, watch some TV. No, I mean,
here, I've been crocheting.
We had zero again.
Really?
Zero.
And I have kids on my block.
Oh,
and
man.
I decorate, and it wasn't too scary.
Seeing
this
a pattern
year.
Here. Yeah.
And so it was, you know.
Don't be fooled by the rocks that Mark's got.
Have you asked yourself why? Yeah.
What?
I'm just saying to Mark, have you asked yourself why?
Because he lives in like the castle on the hill.
I'm teasing a little bit. Maybe it's too scary. It was a
No. You come over. You can see my driveway and decide whether you want to come visit me or not.
We do. So there's a very populated part of our town, too. There's a couple sections. Our street, however, has a few seniors on it, and they were very sweet. About 2 or 3 years ago, even during the pandemic, they said, do you mind if we put tables in our driveway? And we'll have the night before, we'll just have the children just on our street, only on our street. We can walk up and down, and it's kind of a treat for them because they get to interact and all the neighbors get to hang. So we had the little baby one on this street, and then on Halloween night, we just cut out. We go for the goods out the other sections of town. But it was all good. My kids had a great time. Yeah, and that's what it's all about. I did not dress up, however. Actually, I was running my child back and forth, my children back and forth to things, and then I spent that a lot of time with each of them. So anyway, that's the Halloween recap. Chris, I'm sorry. We had this fun text chain going, and then Chris is like, I was very lonely. I gave away like 6 things. I'm just sitting here eating all my own candy.
Did you dress up?
I did dress up.
Where were you?
I was Totoro.
A what?
Studio Ghibli. It's like that, you know, it's like a Japanese anime character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I would have thought of. Totoro. All right. So as we head out of October into November, how was the month for you in general? And then we're going to move into our parent tweets of the week. I think, oddly, October was insane. Like, I think November's going to be a little chill, and then December will be insane. But what was it, May, that we were saying was so crazy last year because of all the kids' school? I thought October was the same thing. I think all the schools now have, like, gone full throttle, foot down on the gas, and every event is back times 5. October wiped me.
Well, October seems to – everything did seem more ramped up than it normally is. And then with my kids having as many functions, it – because October's my Christmas, right? So I want to like sit and watch Halloween movies, not like scary ones, but you know,
shirtless.
Dracula. And, no, I'm not. You always go so weird with me, man. Anyway,
no shirt.
With a cat head.
I like to eat popcorn and watch the Wolfman on my couch.
No, but the thing is I like to watch movies. I'll tell you, I probably only got through four this October. And that's, you know, there's a lot of opportunity, but.
I got through, SNL brought back David S. Pumpkins. That was about as far as I got on the Halloween watch list. Like Hocus Pocus 2.
Yeah, that was good.
All right, well, we're going to wrap this up without our usual shout-outs because we have a giant shout-out, and then we'll do a massive amount of shout-outs on our next show. So we did confirm it has been put out. It has been put out by our host as well. We are going to be a live audience show. Our next show is 11:15 at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're going to probably fire up a camera, maybe do some live Instagram, all that kind of fun stuff. But we are definitely recording at Fieldworks, which is a brewery here in town. And it's all over, really. It's a very popular brewery, but they have locations all over Northern California. And they were kind enough to say, hey, we saw you in the paper. I actually reached out to their owners. They were very nice people. I sent them our press kit, and boom, we were off to the races. So that is our big announcement. We will be live audiencing on 11:15 at 7 p.m. Oddly, we'll probably release this podcast at like 11:18, so our listeners will have to go in reverse to do the math to figure out all that. All right, well, coming up next, I'm going to take another sip of my delicious coffee beverage with a touch of rum chata. That's tonight's sponsor, or not. We're going to move on to Parent Tweets of the Week, how much people hate daylight savings time.
Time now for the Tweets of the Week.
All right, we discuss this every year. It is our Parent Tweets of the Week. I say that every year because this is actually the third year we've kind of had this topic because you either love it or hate it. But it's the last year we really get to discuss the actual daylight savings time part, right?
Oh, yeah, mixing it, right?
We changed this last time, and then next year it's all normal across. Huh.
Wait, what?
We can't do anything to affect the sun or the daylight hours, no? But like they're not changing the clocks anymore.
It's a new law.
When?
Yeah. We're doing the Arizona thing.
What?
Yeah.
Next year.
I did not hear this.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's going away.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Bye-bye.
That's wild.
It's supposed to be bad for you.
Well, now that I've
depression,
it smashes me every time.
Save it for the show, guys. Save it for the show. Listeners value our opinions.
I do want to say this is the first time all four of us have had blankets on our laps in 4 years together.
Chilly. It's special.
Yes. Right? You said to paint the room.
Yeah. I mean, if you can't wear blankets with your good friends, what can you do?
Look like a bunch of grannies.
Blanket bros.
Blanket bros. This will be a spinoff of our podcast. All right. So this is from Nekopog, N-E-K-O-P-O-G. I always like to give credit. Happy my car clock is right again. Day to all who celebrate it.
I like that.
I think we've discussed this before, so I'll keep my take short. I am digitally inept. I cannot do anything like that. I hate instructions. I even have this, like, G-Shock watch, this, like, you know, this high-end rubber watch that's pretty much indestructible. But there's too many buttons on it. So I have my kids figure it out, and I pay them in boba tea. And I don't really give them caps. Hey, can you change the time zone, or can you change the whatever?
How many? Is it two bobas?
That's a one boba.
That's a one boba fix. All right.
Or they'll make it anyway. That's me and my appliances too. I don't touch the appliances. Well, they just live on the wrong time until it goes back.
I'm all over my house resetting every clock.
You told me. I think you told us that before.
Yeah, I'm like everything gets fixed or else it throws everybody off.
It sure does.
He's the clock fairy in the house. No one
he's
knows.
That guy.
Yeah,
he's and magically. To which he wears his cat head and wings, and he goes around. The night of daylight savings time, and they kind of hear little scratchy noises.
Exactly.
Hey, Dad's changing the oven.
Little muse.
Yeah, it's cute. All right, next tweet is from Gabriel Zamora. Daylight savings has me feel like I woke up from a long nap, and I don't know where I'm at.
Wow.
All right. So Gabriel hit the nose on the head right there. Ben, I want to hear your philosophical take on this because it's going to be, it's coming. But I have a tweet just dedicated to you. Geez. But this one is first just dedicated to Mark.
Okay.
This is from at Carol D. Wine. Clever Twitter name. The cat union has not agreed to eat its dinner 1 hour later and firmly rejects the end of daylight savings time. Mark, I have no dog in this fight, no pun intended. Do your cats rebel or do they?
My cats are not on a strict feeding time. Look, the dish is empty. Let me put some more food in it. And I measure it out. So I give them anyway, it's all like feed them when they're hungry and don't. They're not like dogs. Dogs are different. Dogs, you want to have like a, dinner's time's at 5, whereas cats,
I haven't considered how this is going to manifest in 30 years, Mark, in the cats. It's going to be pretty awesome. It's like, you know what I mean? You at 80 as a crazy cat man.
CCM.
I'm just saw it.
Yeah.
I just seen it for the first time. It's going to be like even the paper and like world record books and stuff.
He's going to have a plaid chair.
Yes.
With a pullout thing that he can put his feet on. And he's going to have a stack of like 30 newspapers next to him. And then there's just going to be cats.
No. Gray hair slicked all the way back. Cat Fancy magazine.
Cat Whoa. Fancy.
Yeah.
How much money is he going to spend on food? I'm picturing long gray mullet.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just what I see in my head. I didn't say it was.
You never know. It's a beautiful image.
Long gray mullet.
All right. This one comes from Eram Shaw. I still like the cat union. Shout out to all the other parents before 5 a.m. on Sunday because daylight saving time is a farce designed to destroy us.
Wow. Mm.
I don't know.
Come on.
My kids don't care. Like, if they'll sleep.
It is tough for a couple days.
Yeah.
I think
it was tougher when they were babies and maybe toddlers.
Hits me like a hammer.
Does it?
Yeah.
I love
it. A velvet hammer?
You love it?
I do.
I love it. I'm not going to complain.
I love it.
Yeah, I love it.
What do you love about it?
We're talking about the hour we lose, of course, not the hour we gain. Well,
this is the initial wake-up day where you have to.
Okay.
But this is the hour we gain. Yeah, we're falling back.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's great.
But I love picking the kids up at like 4 o'clock and it's dark out. And I'm like, heck yeah.
Dude, right?
Blankets, candles. Yeah.
It's awesome. It's cold out. You can make a fire in the fireplace. You don't feel like a fool.
By the way, the wind is in my direction tonight. We're at a 3-candle setup tonight and they're all wafting in my nose. I'm about to go to sleep. It's amazing.
I devoted 3, one to each of you.
That's amazing. Kind of like. What is this scent? It's such a good one.
What was that movie, The Craft?
I don't know. I'm just in a much better mood than when I got here. That's all I know.
Well, that makes me very happy. That's the point of the pod. All right. So we're kind of 50-50 on that. Mark and I are on the pro. You guys are on the con. This is from at Nina Parker. Your next task is to not mention how dark it is at 5 p.m. for the next 3 months.
That's awesome.
No.
I love it. I did not care. I think it's awesome. Why do people complain?
It's getting kind of going dark out now.
Well, some girl was on TikTok today. Oh, Holland.
I stopped.
Some girl was on TikTok today, and she's like, this is the last sunset I'm going to see for 4 months.
Oh.
Because she works in an office building.
Oh, that sucks.
Take a walk around sunset. Like, you know what I mean? Like, shut up. Like, I'm done with you people. But I love you anyway. All right, Ben.
Oh, is this the one?
This is the one that I think you're going to relate to. This is from Zungu Zungu. Get rid of daylight savings time. It's reformist. Abolish and dethrone time itself. Ben, what are your thoughts on this?
Zunga Zunga. I'm dropping knowledge.
Time itself, huh?
Drop it, man.
What if there were no times anymore?
Free yourself.
Ben?
Well, the clock was introduced into Western society because of the railroad.
Hang on.
Apparently. I mean, so our modern clock was introduced because the railroads were built. And before that, people didn't, they just went by the sun. You go to bed when it's dark and you wake up when it's light. And that's how our natural clock was fixed. So I like that. I think I like that. Because as you know, gentlemen, we are agrarian by nature.
Right. So,
I'm just saying,
you know, back then you'd get up and work in the field.
That's what I'm saying. When you wake up with the sun. And so, yeah, I think there's something to that because, yeah, our clocks and as we know it, I think were introduced for pretty modern, recently in modern history.
But say you're the boss someplace and your worker lives like in the avenues out in San Francisco and it's dark always all the time out there in the mornings and they keep showing up at like the magical time that's not there anymore. But it's like I've been here for 3 hours. You just got here. What's going on? So Our modern world doesn't necessarily allow, we're not working in fields anymore.
I see the need for it in our society, of course, but
I think that once I become an empty nester, there will be no necessity for time in my life.
I think we'd be happier if we could throw it out the window, like JoJo said. Who?
JoJo Siwa.
Who wrote the tweet?
Django Tango.
Zungu Tango. Yeah.
Zungu. I like the concept.
Yeah, that sounds pretty. Yeah.
It sounds freeing.
I like the Pink Floyd song.
Ooh. It's reformist, though. That's interesting. Like.
See, I knew you'd enjoy this one. Yeah. Now you're getting deep cerebral.
I'm gonna wake up in the night and start writing.
All right. Well, those are our tweets of the week. So final tally, next year, are you going to be happy or sad when it doesn't happen, Chris?
I don't think I'll miss it.
You don't think you'll miss it? Mark?
No. Sad.
I'll be sad.
I'm a little sad only because we've had it our whole lives.
I'm going.
I guess I'm just sentimental about it, even though I hate it. But that's the melancholy in me. So.
All right. Well, that'll weigh in online. We'll put a poll up, all that good stuff. And you can tally your votes, and there'll be a big prize for the winner. Coming up next, Smart Articles by Smart People. We're going to our super smart resource, the Child Mind Institute, this evening, to an article by Julian Gary. Coming up next, Smart Articles by Smart People.
Smart Articles by Smart People.
All right, it's time for Smart Articles by Smart People. This is from the Child Mind Institute. And the name of the article, and this is kind of random in our theme of the show, but it's a pretty good one. We've been talking a little bit about it since our Halloween conversations around Hocus Pocus and zombies and things like that. The benefits of watching TV with young children. Screen time can be a valuable learning experience if you watch actively together. Child Mind Institute, if you've never heard of them, it's a great resource for parents. And they also have quick reads where you can just kind of glaze it and get the best info. And then they have the longer forms also. But I'll just start here in a sense that I have written, developed, and I continue to try and write and pitch television. And so television and content have always been a part of our lives. And maybe it stemmed from my love of it as a kid. I loved Sesame Street. I loved The Electric Company. I loved the anime stuff that would come in from New York because I lived in Philadelphia. We get the New York channels. I loved cartoons. I loved Creature Double Feature on Saturdays. I got my share of play in, but I loved content. I fell in love with the whole genre. But I digress from the point of the article. The point of the article was basically saying, as parents, we've all come to think that TV is bad for kids, but experts have found that there are benefits from watching TV. Parents watch with their kids and talk about what they're watching. And I found that, and that was where I was getting to, that I've always kind of constructively watched TV with my kids. And for me, it solved a lot of things. In a way, and I'll just explain it a little bit because I really want to get into the article, but I've watched the educational shows, of course. We watched a lot of the Disney early on, the Mickey Mouse Club, Sesame Street,
CBS,
Blue's Clues, Yo Gabba Gabba, which was my personal favorite.
Caillou.
Oh, even with the red clogs, we still watch Caillou until I couldn't take it anymore. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. Okay. But we always watched it, and then, you know, we'd kind of have fun conversations about that. But I found as we got older and they started to get into Disney sitcoms or they got into this, we'd watch PBS, we'd watch educational stuff, or we'd watch shows and we talk about stereotypes, like as they got older. Are they right or are they wrong? Do you think that's the right way to portray that person, that ethnicity, that color of skin? I listened to a podcast with moms. It's called Spawned. And they always talk about watching TV with their kids. And they will pause the shows at key points. And they have older girls, from what I remember. They may have a boy in there, too. But they'll pause the shows. And then they'll have a whole conversation about the dialogue that just occurred. So I think that's where this article's going. It's saying, yes, you can watch it constructively if your kids just aren't there zoning and watching passively the entire time. It can actually benefit your child. They said this can be true even when the show is not educational or even very good. A lot of shows, and this is what I just said, the shows use stereotypes like nerd or dumb blonde girl. When kids watch alone, they're most likely to accept these ideas. But when the parents watch the school-age kids, they point out these stereotypes and things that may or may not agree with their family values within the show. So let me just step back and see where you guys are at and what you thought about the article, and we'll just keep moving forward.
I spent a lot of time growing up, like, being addicted to TV. I loved it, right? I was always sneaking out and, like, you know, when the parents would go to sleep, I'd come down and watch, like, late night Sanford and Son or, like, Saturday Night Live or something like that.
Sure.
And I'm always like, hey, you know, TV's going to rot your brains, all that. And so, you know, when I was, you know, when I first had kids, I kind of was doing the no screen time, no TV kind of thing. But now that they're teenagers, like, the challenge, like, I think the article brings up a lot of great points, but, like, I find it really challenging to get them to want to watch TV with me at this age, you know? Like, even if it shows that they like, you know, the article is talking about co-viewing, like, I have a hard time trying to get them to, like, now have, like, family time. Come sit with me. I feel like it's Halloween all over again, you know?
Yeah,
like,
come sit yeah, with yeah, me. Yeah.
You know,
especially,
and I'm like,
as they get older.
Yeah, it's yeah. Avengers is on. I know you were just talking about, you know, like, you know, WandaVision. Let's watch WandaVision. They're like, oh, it's okay. It's like, geez, man, you know? And I don't know. It's kind of sad. I feel like I have to kind of coerce them to kind of
sit. So you feel like you've
kind
of missed the window.
I did. I was pretty strict on the phone, on, like, phones and TV. And then now that they're watching it, it's just kind of hard to, like, do it together. They're always just kind of, like, have it on in the background. You know, like, with kids these days, too, when they're doing homework, they have just, like, videos going
static.
On.
Static.
Yeah. Just, like, the background noise. And so, I don't know. Every once in a while, like, I'll be watching something, and she'll kind of get mesmerized, and I'll tractor beam her in and try to, like, get a couple minutes of her sitting next to me. But she'll eventually run away.
Yeah, I mean, look, I get it. You know, it's interesting because this is the article skews to talking mainly about younger kids,
yeah,
but
yeah.
I see older kid. You know, I'll give you an example in a second, but the article, this kind of back and forth is called contingent engagement. It's something that can happen with a screen if parents are participating. As a result, the American Academy of Pediatrics has dialed back its no screens policy for young kids. But Pasnik says it's not just okay now, everyone let your kids watch TV. You know, without the social component, it's that social relationship that is so, so crucial. It's less the relationship between the kid and the screen. It's about the kid and the parent. So, yeah, it is interesting. So my seventh grader, all her cohorts, Friends became hot again about 2 years ago. And everybody was talking about Friends at school and Friends and Friends. And, you know, Friends has a lot of language that's not really ready for seventh grade ears, like, or innuendos or this or that. So we just kind of said, all right, well, you can watch it. You don't even have to watch it with me. You can watch it with Mom. And if anything comes up that you need to question or ask about, or if Mom feels the need.
A lot of it's over their head anyway.
It is. Yeah. It does go over their heads. Like, think about our song lyrics from when we were kids, and now you're like, whoa, yeah. That song said that? Holy sugar.
I can't believe they let me listen to it.
So, you know, it says watching media together also gives a parent and child shared language which to communicate when they're not watching, explains Matt Rouse, PhD, a clinical psychologist. But really being involved, you can get more mileage out of those lessons and adapt and use it in everyday life. Mark, what's your take on all this as we scroll down the article?
I agree the article is sort of tailored towards people with younger children. And, you know, like Chris was talking about, you know, my 23-year-old and I probably stopped watching TV together when she was about 14, 15 years old. My 16-year-old doesn't watch TV with me, like, hardly ever. Every now and then we can coax them out for a family movie sort of thing. Thankfully, my 12-year-old will still, and my 7-year-old obviously will as well. But I try and go out. It's hard for me because some of the TV shows they watch are abhorrent to me. So, and I too grew up loving media and all the things you mentioned. I mean, there was so much, you know, Ultraman and just like, ooh, you know, after school, like being able to watch, you know, Underdog or just, you know, all. Anyway, we could go on and on about things that we all liked because I'm sure we all saw similar things. Anyway, but, you know, yeah, early on I watched a lot of Sesame Street with the kids and talked about what we're seeing. And then now that they're watching, you know, certain Disney programs and other programs that I think a lot of the shows have a certain vibe that I don't necessarily like. You know, the adults are always kind of stupid and, you know, so I try and then like the stereotypes, like the article says. So we talk about that sort of thing. But the other thing the article did say, just, and then I'll shut up, is that I do watch a lot of sports with my kids. Mm-hmm. And I like to do that because I like them to understand what they're seeing, because even if they don't play that sport, I think having just a general knowledge of something gives them some power. And then sometimes we do, like I watch the news with my 12-year-old and we'll talk about what's going on. You know, and so I try and include that sort of thing, because as you were saying, as the article says, it helps build a common conversation or a common thread that you can continue on after the television is off. So,
right.
And the social component, like you were talking about as well, but my kids are out of the house so often that I don't worry too much if they're watching like an hour here or an hour there. They don't really have the time. Sometimes on a Saturday, they might binge watch for like 3 or 4 hours, which I don't love, but you know, it is what it is.
Well, I mean, yeah, a couple of things that we don't watch, and that's the one taboo. We do not put the news on, period. We will discuss current events regularly. We have junior versions of those conversations constantly. And now at the high school, we have real conversations about current events, but it's all kind of age according because we have a spread out group. But I do like that what you said. Maybe this is more of an entertainment way that I do it, but like when children have that adulation for their young pop stars, right? I want to be this. I want to be Taylor Swift. I want to be Selena Gomez. I want to be, you know, Ariana Grande, whatever. But they're seeing a lot of these young kids on the Disney sitcoms. So I break it down to them, and I'm like, this is a job that they do, and they are learning scripts, and they have table reads, and I get them scripts, and we read scripts and watch TV together sometimes.
Wow.
My little guy did a whole Jurassic Park, and we watched with the script the entire time. And I'm not saying that this is the greatest way to go. It's just I'm a geek when it comes to loving that side of the business. But I think it is important to, you know, have them know what that is, you know, and know what happens behind the scenes at those and what that world is really like. So that's interesting.
Well, and just real quick to that point, some of the Universal Monster movies we watched, I was talking to them about, you know, tone and lighting and the way the stage was made for the, you know, just the art direction is a lot of, like, sometimes when you're watching something like that, giving them that idea, or even, you know, I mean, I haven't watched, you know, Lord of the Rings or The Hobbit with the younger ones, but when I was watching it with my older son, no, I mean, talking about that sort of epicness or of just, you know, so you can discuss, like you're saying, whether it's scripts or whether it's design or whether it's the way something was
yeah,
drawn.
Well, it says
animated,
here that you know. Can engage your young children in many different ways, but I also think it adheres to older children. And I'm just going to throw out a humble brag. My child did their genius project on stage lighting.
Cool.
She, awesome. She interviewed all these people. She built a prop set, and she had different lighting, and they showed you the effects of what it works on a stage.
Sweet.
Very cool. It is what it is, right? But my point is, that's because that's what we're always kind of looking at. Like, oh, the prop master. Like, imagine having that cool job where you're building, like, gigantic monster arms and whatever it might be.
Well, but that side of the camera's cool. You're actually creating, not consuming.
Yes.
To what we talked about.
Yeah. But, you know, we also, if we're going to go back the other way a little bit, we love our family movie nights.
Yeah.
You know, we love picking that Freaky Friday, even if we've seen it 4 times. Popcorn, cookies, we're still hanging on to that last, like, group thing, and it does revolve around content. So there's the sappy heart side of that. What? Mm.
Don't let that go.
I know. I'm white clawing it down the wall right now. I'm like, no. Ben, how about you?
Well,
I gave you the most time because I know you just are downloading the article right now.
I was just skimming it. Thank you. I did. I just ripped through it while we were doing the dad joke. But I've never thought of TV as bad. It's entertainment. Entertainment's not bad. It's balanced like anything else. Like anything else we expose ourselves or our kids to, neuropathways are real, you know. And something that came to mind that we haven't mentioned is just the convenience of what's available now. Our kids will never understand that our family had one TV and we all had to watch the same thing or share, or it was all in a place where we could see and dad could come out in his underwear and be like, what are you watching?
Right.
Like, that's what every time the kissing scene, we knew dad was going to somehow come out scratching his chest and his tidy whities and be like, what is this? Turn it off. And it was a big TV in the center of the house. And now the kids can just hide out with their device. So this convenience is, we don't know the ramifications of it yet, right? Like all this convenience.
YouTube Kids has thrown a massive wrench into all of this conversation.
Well, that's just it. Like, okay, say you were into Taylor Swift, which, you know, like is fine, but like you can consume as much of it as you want. Binging is very new. Like, you can just go down the rabbit hole with one thing, and that's kind of unhealthy. Right. And like, whereas, oh, I watched He-Man and now Sesame Street's on. And it's like, I did that on Saturday morning, and that's cool. You got half an hour, but now you can just like lose yourself in something. And I think that's really something we got to be careful of. And I'm just chasing my, like, what are you watching? What are you watching? What are you on, what on this screen? What's on that iPad? I hate it. So I try to go like, let's turn on the TV and watch them together. But I'd be really annoying to watch with because I'm pausing every 10 seconds. What do we think we mean about this, kids? I'm super trying to make some big philosophical point every 10 seconds.
Hey, yeah, I tend to do that or we'll talk post.
Oh, shut up, Dad.
Well, I think as much as I love this article, you know, it is skewed more toward younger and television are the two key words. I would be curious for us to do more research and see what tween teen and content consumption online and on phone, because to your point, yes, right? I mean, if I'm going to play the I used to walk 6 miles to school card, you'd wait for Van Halen's video to come on and you'd watch Panama and you'd freak out and then that would be it. Done. Yeah. Here, you can, these days, you can Google search, YouTube search, and watch 400 in a row and just keep. So that's what I'd be curious to see and talk to someone smart about. Not that y'all aren't smart, but like someone of authority that studies this stuff.
We'd have to wait for a show to be on 8 o'clock, and if you didn't have your chores done.
Well, we gathered around to watch the Cosby Show.
Absolutely.
And because it was on at this time, there ain't no pause. No, you'd
have to wait a week for Dukes of Hazzard, for the next episode to come out.
You know, and that's the funny thing, because I talked to my kids about, you know, hey, let's get something done. So, you know, I told them I didn't have a choice. I'd come home from school, get the chores done, get the homework done, because I knew once 8 o'clock hit, man, that was incredible, like going to be when that show was on, and I didn't want to be at the lunch table the next day not having seen, you know,
totally.
Happy Days.
Yeah, I think my grab out of this would be, if you're discussing openly with your kids and consuming together, that's great, right? It's providing, it's even like if you're into, and I've read several things about this, if your child's into a video game of a certain kind and you just flop down on the couch next to them and all of a sudden you both are loving it and you're going through adventures together and it's a bonding that you're having, a bonding's a bonding, you know, and it just happens to be on a screen versus hiking or being out in a kayak or a hayride or a cranberry bog. Or
cranberry bog. I'm also curious, MK, like what it's going to mean that they won't, just like music, they won't have those common threads that we have. Like every show we throw out, we all know, because there were TV shows were just like music, there was mountains, and now the internet has squished everything into hills. So there's thousands of hills, and these kids will be like, don't you remember that show? I'm like, no. My kids were both totally obscure cartoon YouTube things for Halloween, and they're like, nobody knew who I was. I'm like, because it's an obscure cartoon.
And Chris, what were you for?
Exactly.
I don't know who that
case
is.
In point.
Totoro, come on.
Case in point.
Only kidding. Well, the final paragraph kind of sets us up for another conversation, but it says co-viewing from a relatively young age also sets up a precedent that screen time is something that kids and parents share, a precedent that can be valuable when kids near adolescence and could be resistant to sudden parental intrusion into their programming. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a lot of follow-up articles on that, but, you know, I think if we're going toward the younger kids, you know, I think it is kind of cool to watch Blue's Clues and learn things together and, you know, all that. I'm only saying that maybe out of my experience because I love Sesame Street so much I ended up actually working there for a while. So, like, that was a dream come true. But so we'll continue on that path. But this article seems to think it's relatively positive as long as you're interacting and interfacing and answering questions. And, like, the Spawned ladies, gosh, their names are just leaving me tonight because we've been talking about so much. But they just pause the movies. And they're like, what do you think about that? How do you think that's being portrayed? What did you think about what that character just said? And that's a really interesting way to watch it, too. I don't think I could pull it off with two of mine, but there's one that still listens to me. So, all right, well, coming up next, what have we but the fall quiz?
Oh, no.
Sweet.
It's quiz time! Palette quiz! Quiz, 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 quiz.
All right, since we are past Halloween and before Thanksgiving and Christmas, it's technically fall, so we're going to have a fall quiz.
Oh, sweet.
15 questions, hang on. It's going to be fast and furious and fun. If you're playing in the car, you may want to pull over. Okay, which October day is deemed National Candy Corn Day? October 31st, October 30th, October 1st, or October 18th? National Candy Corn Day.
Let's go 18th.
1st.
Really?
18th is correct.
We got to get ready for Halloween. Next,
bobbing for apples was once a British courting ritual. True or false?
True. Why else would they ask it?
True is correct. When the fall arrives, the southern part of the United States is one of the best regions to see leaves change color. True or false?
True.
No. Southern? I'd say eastern.
It is true.
Liar.
Hangs on longer. Which of these ingredients go into a pumpkin spice latte from Starbucks? Oh, that's a lot of ingredients, so I'm going to pass. I'm just going to tell you the answers.
Nutmeg.
I don't want to reel off 44 ingredients.
It's disgusting.
Americans typically refer to the season as fall, while the British use which of these seasonal names? Autumn, harvest, chilly, or autumnal equinox?
Autumn.
Okay, all of you say autumn. Autumn is correct.
Autumn.
Moving on to question six. Which state is the largest pumpkin producer? New Jersey, Michigan, Maine, or Illinois?
Maine.
Illinois.
Okay, we're going to try Illinois. Illinois is correct.
Oh, come on. Contrarian vote.
Halfway there. Wild turkeys cannot fly. True or false? Wild turkeys cannot fly.
True. I'm going to say they can fly.
We have a lot of them around here. They but can
fly. I've never seen one fly.
They can fly.
Really good. Do
that
again, Chris.
That's pretty good. Huh?
Do it again.
Do it again. Okay.
It's even weirder if you can see it.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It is true. They cannot fly.
I've never seen them.
Never seen them fly. They walk a lot.
They do walk a lot.
Yeah, they talk a lot,
too. When you chase them, they just run. So.
All right, question number eight. Which of these is not considered a fall vegetable? Carrot, an asparagus, a winter squash, or a pumpkin?
Asparagus.
Ooh, I'm going to go
asparagus
carrot.
Summer.
Oh, is it? All
right. That is correct. Asparagus is definitely a summer. The Stockton Asparagus Festival, out in your neck of the woods, man.
Right, where I was born in Stocktown.
Yes. Biologists refer to which animal's increased mobility to find food as the fall shuffle.
Huh?
See? Biologists refer to which animal's increased mobility to find food as the fall shuffle.
What animal?
Is it a deer, a squirrel, a bear, or a coyote?
Squirrel.
Squirrel.
Bear.
I'm going to say a bear myself.
Squirrel.
Mark blanks out for some reason on a multiple choice, but the answer is bear.
He said squirrel.
We said squirrel.
Yeah.
We both said squirrel.
Your lips were moving, but I didn't hear it.
We nailed it at the same time.
Maybe that's why.
Squirrel. All right. Which of these individuals?
The answer.
Bear.
I just told you it was bear.
Oh, it was bear. Okay, we were right.
Calm down, man.
Yeah, I didn't hear right in front of him.
I didn't hear you say anything.
I like Mad Chris. Okay.
Yeah. Rum chata, Chris.
Damn kids.
Which of these individuals invented daylight savings time? Mark and I's favorite.
The train people.
Or Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, Ben Franklin, or Albert Einstein.
Ben Franklin.
He invented like everything in that era. Yeah. Ben Franklin is correct. How many variations of apples exist globally? 100, 2,000, 725, or 7,500?
725.
100.
Too arbitrary of a number.
725 is correct.
Nice.
Arbitrary.
Which of these describes the harvest moon? Mm. The moon closest to Halloween, the moon closest to the first day of fall, the moon furthest from the first day of summer, or the moon closest to the autumnal equinox?
Autumnal equinox.
Autumnal equinox.
You just like fancy words, but is correct. Okay, question number 13. Which day of the year is busiest for plumbers, according to Roto-Rooter? Kind of gross,
after Thanksgiving.
All right.
I think it's, I don't even think we need a multiple choice. Day after Thanksgiving. We are thankful it's gone. Question 14. Though different type of apples ripen at different times, which of these months is generally considered the optimal month for picking apples? September, November, August, or October?
August.
September.
October.
I'm going to say September. And September is the answer. Hmm. Final question. Then we move on to a grilling. Would you rather? A hayride can also be called which of the following? Tractor ride, hay rack ride, road trip, harvest hop.
Tractor ride.
Tractor ride.
Harvest hop.
According to this poll, it was hay rack.
Hay rack.
Hay rack. Right.
Yes.
That's how I met my wife, by the way.
On a hay rack?
No, bobbing for apples. I saw her and I was like, hey, now. That's the one
the
for me.
Oh, the courting ritual?
Yeah.
Yeah. Really?
No.
Hey.
Thought that was good.
On a hay rack.
Your hair looks good wet. What's your name? That is outstanding work there.
Like what you're doing to that apple.
Look at that apple bobbing skills there.
All right. So this is the Would You Rather Fall Edition.
Bring it.
Which we will also bring to our live audience show at Fieldworks Brewery, 11:15 at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Oh, gosh.
Even with daylight savings time, we're still going to pull it off.
Man.
Okay, this is a tough one. Ben always gets perplexed on these. Let's hang on, everybody. Would you rather live inside of a hollow tree or inside of a giant hollow pumpkin?
I'm going hollow tree.
Tree would have longevity over, because remember you were talking about the pumpkin molding and all that?
Yeah.
Probably gross.
Put Vaseline on the pumpkin.
Put a little Vaseline.
Who spends time to put Vaseline on the inside of a pumpkin?
I'm going to not get live there. I would say tree. That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, let's go tree.
I think a tree. Like a Keebler Elves, if nothing else, right? Winnie the Pooh?
All kinds
another
of
tree liver? Winnie the Pooh lived in the tree.
Tree liver.
Yeah, tree dweller. He fit in there. A lot of people lived in Shrek lived in a tree, didn't he?
Tarzan.
No, Shrek.
Tarzan didn't live. I don't know.
What about the Swiss Family Robinson?
Oh, my. You always go back to the 60s.
Sorry. I'm old.
He's stuck in Disney. Like,
you know, when I was watching It's a Wonderful Life for the first time. All right, question number 2. Would you rather meet a live scarecrow or a crow that can talk?
Ooh, I'm going crow that can talk.
Definitely crow that can
scarecrow.
Talk.
Scarecrow? Pretty cool. What? Why are
I'm
you
going so scarecrow?
I knew Harv would go scarecrow.
Talking scarecrow? Why would you want that?
Because it's like Wizard of Oz, dude. That's rad.
I guess Wizard of
Talking
Oz.
Talking bird, whatever.
Feels the Wizard of Oz scarecrow,
I'd have
maybe.
That crow go spy on stuff for me. That'd be really cool.
Actually, that's...
Scarecrow wouldn't be a very good spy.
That's a good plan.
Did you guys watch that Adam Sandler Halloween movie?
No.
Speaking of talking scarecrow? Okay.
No.
Little Nicky?
No, it wasn't Little Nicky. It's on Netflix. I don't want to rabbit hole that one. Crows that can talk, obviously. Like,
very cool.
They land on your fence like, hey, how you doing today?
Bug out.
Hey, Jim. Like,
yeah.
Talking scarecrows creep.
Yeah.
Right? I'm doing the motions
banging
for
on
our
window
listeners.
At nighttime.
Yeah, with this little straw Hello? Face hanging. Oh, no. Talking crow. Then you can tell him to go get you things.
I can while away the hours.
No, that's still creepy.
No. Sorry.
Would you, final question here in the Would You Rather segment, the fall edition, very important fall edition, before our live recording at Fieldworks, 11:15, 7 p.m. would you rather have an extra Thanksgiving or an extra Halloween this year?
Halloween? Mm.
I mean, it's just basically asking which one you like better.
Halloween?
Had a bad Halloween.
No, Ben, it's not. It's asking, would you like an
extra
one?
I'd like a relaxed Halloween. I'd like to have one be crazy and have the other one do nothing. So, Halloween.
Chris?
I don't know. I definitely like Halloween better with the candy and everything, but this one kind of got me down, and now I'm kind of looking forward to the family and the turkey.
I'm with you. Thanksgiving all the way.
Yeah.
Stretch that sucker out.
A couple football games.
Why is it just one day? Like we should be thankful every day that we're still.
But at my work, we get, do we get the 4-day weekend, I think?
Yeah, Thursday, you get the weekend.
Yes, see? Yes, bring on two of those, please.
We'll talk about this more on our live episode 1115 from Fieldworks Brewery with a live audience, but because it'll be closer to Thanksgiving. But I feel like there's a lot of buildup for an hour of sit-down.
Yeah, it's way too much.
I think there should be 2 days, like a halftime.
Oh, I got you.
They're sort of the next day leftovers.
You know? Yes, I
drag
agree.
Drag it out.
But why not sit down again?
Yeah, my
like Boxing Day and Christmas, you mean?
Yeah, you bring out the...
Boxing?
Yes, exactly. Thanksgiving's coming around. All right. So coming up next, things that make us smile, and we will wrap the show. It's time for things that make us smile. We had a lot of roses and thorns. Our conversation before the show, I won't give away any information, but something not too great happened. But I'm going to land on a smile to finish the evening. I got to chaperone a field trip today. And I thought to myself in a sad way, like as they get older, like this could be one of the last ones to this place. It was very pioneer-y. I got to do the laundry station and teach kids how to do the washboards and the agitator and the iron anyway. So that was awesome. My oldest just started Footloose. So now we are listening to Footloose. We're watching Footloose. She's like, Dad, did you know that this song came from when Bruce Springsteen had that girl and she put him on stage? Like Courtney Cox dancing. Yeah, well, that's the song for the hero in our version of Footloose. So I'm having all this nostalgia and pop culture like fun with that right now. And then the middle guy has become a cleaning machine. So I finally started to win the house a little bit. He did his own laundry today.
It's genetic.
Does the dishes every night. He's a little beast mode.
Chip off the old...
Yes, okay. And my wife, although not really thrilled tonight because of the incident, her car got broken into. Let's get out of there.
Get it out there.
But she still makes me smile regularly and all the other good stuff that I'm grateful for. Yeah, we get hit in the face every once in a while, hit in the head, but you got to get back up and swing again, and I'm very grateful for you guys and all our listeners. You guys?
My first one's kind of bittersweet because my daughter's my oldest daughter, she won Player of the Year for her high school golf.
Congratulations!
League. So awesome. In the league, she won that, but it's her last golf thingy as a high school senior.
Oh dang!
So,
wow.
Could be the end of her, I don't know, like her team golf career. So, but you know, way to go out with the bang. And then I got to attend what's called Traditions Training. It's for the Disneyland Park hourly employees. And I got to do this just to see, like, you
such
know, like,
a cool job.
Listen to the Disney magic and get all of that. But, man, I was in this class with all these, you know, like, like teenagers and young folks that were like, hey, I'm going to be at Cars Land, you know, and they get to see where they're going to work, and I'm going to be Haunted Mansion. You know?
Oh, really?
And yeah, it was cool. Like,
that's awesome.
Know, so cool. And then Mickey comes in, gives us our little name tag and a hat and little mouse ears. It was just like, pretty magical, man.
It's pretty cool.
Almost bucket listy kind of thing.
We have one of our old babysitters is working at Disney, and she had that day.
Yeah.
And she got, what's the one, the Jungle Cruise.
Yes.
Was her first, and then she got to Winnie the Pooh.
Ooh.
But she's like, it's a badge of honor. Like, they get thrilled when they get assigned their legendary rides. It's pretty cool. That's awesome. Ben?
let's think here. On the kid tip, my 12-year-old just passed up my wife in height, which was just kind of funny.
Wow, we all
just
really?
Hold on a second. Yeah, she's 5'10 at 12 years old.
What?
So she were like, hold on a second, stand next to mom. And she was just like, oh my gosh, you got her. So that was kind of, we had a laugh. It was really weird, you know. You see your kids as smaller than they are. She's not small.
5'10", though. That's like...
She's really tall.
Yeah, that's super tall.
And then my six-year-old's growing vocabulary, really funny. We bike home together every day, and he's just ripping out these words. I'm like, where did you hear these words? Oh, and he's also asking all the campaign signs and all the lawn. He's asking, do we like him? Do we like her? I'm like, yes, no, yes. Like, we like Ryan. Hey, we like Nina.
That's awesome.
So funny.
That's pretty funny.
So that's been a good laugh.
That's a good time, man. Mark,
it's fun. My wife and I celebrate our 18-year anniversary of marriage.
Wow, congratulations.
That was fun. I got to dress up like a mascot on Halloween. That was fun.
Welcome to the club.
And I actually told your wife I was going to make sure that you got to see a picture of me and my cat head. Last night my wife and I had a really fun wine and cheese event. That was fun going on kind of a, it was a work thing for her, but it was kind of a date anyway. And we had a sommelier teaching us about all sorts of cool stuff. And, you know, that was fun.
Usually they teach you about wine.
They did.
Yeah.
But also pairings. And it was, you know, it was a unique experience. It was extremely well done. Anyway, and then, of course, no episode would be complete without me saying how much fun I had during soccer season this year. My team ended up 8-0-1. We were undefeated. We got shouted out on Instagram and on Facebook by our league, and we're going to be in a tournament coming up. And my little guy celebrated his end of season soccer party, and his coach said his nickname was Maverick because he's that kid. Nice. So it was super fun, and his coaches are cool. Shout out to Chris and Robin. Anyway,
Chris and Robin.
You went into a whole .com last episode. So I just want to say hi to my buddy, www.jimmymakesthings.com.
Did you win?
I didn't
win. No, only kidding.
I didn't win the pumpkin.
You didn't win?
I did not win the pumpkin.
And you gave him an episode shout out and everything?
That's okay.
That's okay.
We gave him a free plug.
Yeah,
you know what that's worth around here?
Didn't even give us anything.
Horchata.
Is it like a two boba?
Horchata.
The two boba.
Oh, well, that's all good stuff. All right. Well, thank you, listeners, for always coming in and interacting with us. And you're still hanging out with us 2.5 years later. And weird thing, we're actually growing. We love you all. Mm-hmm. And we're out of here. The Dad Time Out Show is done.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to the Dad Time Out Show. We're out of here. We've been listening to you talk for an hour.
My turn! Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to our Time Out Show. And we're out of here.